ABC Radio Australia.
So after their huge first-up defeat against England, the odds of Toa Samoa making the Rugby League World Cup final looked rather long. But after momentum-building wins over Greece and France and then two almighty battles against Matama Tonga and then England in the knockout stages, the Samoans have defied those odds to make the decider against the reigning champions Australia this weekend.
Every single Samoan around the world is going to be proud of what we achieved. A lot of critics are against us, but we always said the only thing that matters is the people in this room. It was going to be the only thing that carries us throughout this tournament. And I've said it before, the belief never changed from the first day we all came into camp together. Never forget the impact that we've had on the world. Don't forget the impact that we've had on those people around the world who have never met us, but have always supported us right from the get-go.
Toa Samoa captain Junior Paolo addressing his players in the aftermath of that dramatic golden point win over England in the semi-finals, and now for the big one and the chance to rewrite the rugby league history books and put the Pacific very firmly on the map. We're joined once again from the UK by former Toa Samoa captain and coach Willie Poaching. Willie, welcome to the program again. I think you've become the team's lucky mascot. Every time we speak to you, they win.
If that's the case, I'll take that.
Now,
good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you on the show again on the eve of the biggest match, I think, in the history of rugby league in the Pacific, not just for Samoa, but for the whole region. And yet, despite the star-studded team that Samoa have at their disposal, that they're still rated as underdogs. I mean, do you see it that way?
For who they're going up against, yeah, probably. You know, they're up against a titan of a side in our sport and the Australian tour, probably the equivalent of the All Blacks, I suppose, in our sport for what they've won and how long they've been so dominant. But, I'm really excited about the chances of the team as we approach this, as much as I was excited for them going against England.
Do you think the fact that this Toa Samoa team has had to come back from the depths after that first match against England, and they've had two really tough games in the knockout stages against Tonga, against England, might put them in a better place than maybe Australia, who haven't really been tested all that much? I mean, they had a battle against New Zealand, but prior to that, it was pretty easy for them.
Yeah, and that was probably the most pleasing thing as a fan of the side, just their response and how they rebounded back from the enormous defeat and the disappointment at Newcastle in the first game against England, to not only turn around the performance and, you know, change the confidence within the squad within 4 weeks, but to beat them last week. And I know it came down to a drop goal and, you know, it came into extra time, but I thought they were quite dominant throughout the course of the 80 minutes. Now, the scoreboard, I didn't think, really told the true tale, but yeah, they're battle hardened, and I thought that counted a lot last week, the game against Tonga and the physicality, and, you know, it just set them the right tone for the team, and I thought that counted against England. They hadn't had a tough game going into that one, and obviously that was advantageous to the Toa Samoa, and thankfully so. But, I'm hoping that's the case for Australia this week as well.
You could almost view this game as Australia versus Australia in some respects. I say that because we know a number of players who opted to play for Samoa were clearly eligible to play for Australia and quite likely would have been in that team if they'd made that decision.
Yeah, quite possibly. I like to see it as more NRL against NRL, but like you say, there are some of those in the Toa Samoa squad that quite likely after, especially the Penrith boys, after they were so dominant in the grand final and the season that they had and how they played in the Challenge Cup and the State of Origin, they could quite easily have put it on the green and gold. And, you know, we're really thankful that they've been able to, that they've chosen to play for Samoa and they've had success doing it. So, but by the same token, we're really proud of Tino Fa'asu Malawi, Jeremiah Nanai and Taulangi, you know, the Samoan guys that are playing for Australia. And, you know, we're really proud that they're doing so for their country and they've chosen that path too. But, yeah, we're just as proud for them, but grateful that the others have chosen to play for Samoa and are on fire.
How important is it for Toa Samoa to have their captain, Junior Paulo, out there this weekend? Because this week and last week, he walked a bit of a tightrope. There was a suggestion that he might have been suspended for the semi-final and again for the final, but the judiciary decided not to go down that road. I mean, that must have been an enormous relief for everyone involved with the team.
It was a huge relief for us Sunday morning to wake up to that news. We were travelling back from London when the news came through on the phone, and you know, it was a massive relief for us, like you say. So I can only imagine the relief for the coaching staff and for the team and for Junior himself. I thought it was a little bit more dangerous for him than the one the week before when he had his forearm on David Fifita's chest. But, yeah, really grateful. And, you know, he's an emotional leader. And I really loved his interview after the game where he spoke with so much passion, and the purpose that the team are playing for really came across in his interview. And it was inspiring to us watching him, and I'm sure that inspiration is going on within the camp. So to have him out there running with the team will be a massive boost for them.
And regardless of the outcome of the game, the impact that Samoa reaching the final has already had is significant. I mean, there's talk, for example, that Samoa and Tonga will play one another on Ireland, possibly as soon as next year, one match in Nuku'alofa, another match in Apia. I mean, this is what the fans, the local fans on Ireland, have been crying out for years, and finally maybe it's going to happen.
Enormous, enormous. The ramifications of that success and how well the team has done and how well Tonga did in the last World Cup, you know, deserves those games to go there. The game deserves more international matches, full stop. But those teams need to start playing games at home. And I spoke about this a little while ago, that the legacy of this World Cup needs to be what happens to the game within those countries that are playing here. What happens to the game in Jamaica, what happens to the game in Greece, and what happens to the game in Samoa and Tonga. So having those tests and having those players go back home, play in those, in that environment, play on the islands, will be huge for the game and how it evolves and the legacy that they leave, but also what comes after them.
And for you personally, with all your connections to the team and, of course, your father's connections to the team way back, I mean, I assume this is going to be an incredibly emotional weekend, whichever way it goes.
Yeah, it's been an emotional couple of weeks. You know, this was more than what Dad would have imagined and beyond what they planned or thought would happen. They just wanted to get a team that allowed Samoan players to represent on the international stage and to be in a World Cup final. I know he'll be immensely proud, and I'm so proud for him. But, you know, that's gone on this week and gone to the next generation, where I saw my son be able to train with the Toa Samoa this week, and that was a really proud moment. They needed some numbers, and a few of the Samoan boys got together, and my son was one of them that went along and trained with them. And, you know, they look really relaxed. I like the way they're approaching the week, and yeah, that was a really proud moment for me as well, to go from my dad and then myself to do, you know, lucky enough to play for the team, and then to see my son training with them was, yeah, the next step for me. But I'm really excited this week. As I say, I have been for the last couple of weeks, but this week will cap it off nicely. And I really think there are a chance of doing something great, and it's the weather's pretty bad here, so I reckon that'll be a real leveler on Saturday night.
Well, we shall see. It's going to be a tremendous occasion, no doubt. And I think, regardless of the teams that people support around the Pacific, I think everybody in the Pacific is united behind Toa Samoa this weekend. So we wish the team well, and we hope you'll be celebrating very shortly, Willie. And thank you so much for joining us once again on Pacific Beat. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Willie Poaching there, former Toa Samoa captain and coach. It was his father who founded the team some years ago now, and here they are, possibly at the pinnacle of the game. They could become the first Pacific nation to win the Rugby League World Cup over the weekend.